Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Due to the subject matter, parental discretion is advised. Last week, we shined a light on modern-day slavery. Join us for the conclusion of Human Trafficking, The Need for Recovery, Part 2.
Titled The Porn Industry and Human Trafficking Reinforce Each Other. It talked about how there was a popular magazine that if I was to say the name, you all would know it. And they normally were in convenience stores in the little adult section where you go up and get the magazine. And if that magazine featured a multi-page depiction of a young mentally handicapped woman who had been held prisoner and was violently and sexually abused by her captives for 7 years.
Wow.
Now this magazine had did several pages of that. Now, if you're not careful, when you watch porn, okay, you do you, if that's what you want to do. But just remember, when you do click to watch porn, somebody out there is being trafficked to fulfill the need of all those clicks to watch porn.
Yeah.
It is not just, you know, oh, they want it or anything like that. That's their choice. A lot of these people, they don't, a majority of them, they don't have a choice. They're made to this. Their lives are being threatened. Their families' lives are being threatened if they don't do this. You know, they, again, as we said earlier, they were preying on, you know, homeless youth and people like that. But the demand has been so great that they're just snatching people. You know, a mother could be out shopping, and then next thing you know, she's missing.
Yeah, there was something, there was a video going around on Facebook at one time. It was a lady that was trying to warn all women that when they go inside of, you know, the stores and stuff, to be aware of their surroundings, because she was saying that it was a couple men that were following her in the store, and she noticed that. And then she said she was very uneasy, and that's another thing. We were given by God an instinct. And I remember Dr. Phil had made a comment about human beings are the only ones that don't listen to the instinct. Wherein animals, they are always aware, and their instincts, if they feel instinct, dangers around, they run. They're headed for the hills. But with human beings, we can feel within us something's not right, and we stay right there. You know, but we need to pay attention, you know, be aware of your surroundings so that, you know, you won't get caught up and being another statistic of human trafficking.
That's right.
And when I think, like I said, we're going to talk about the recovery efforts, because there comes a time when people that are saved out of the human trafficking, that they need that mental healing, they need that spiritual healing. And because there's a restoration has to be done, a healing. There is, they need peace, you know. They need a newness of life, because the thing of it is, you know, your the mindset of being trafficked, the mindset of with a PTSD for one thing, and the mental health counseling is needed because they experience, those in human trafficking experience that PTSD, which is depression, hopelessness, brokenness, anxiety, fear, night terrors, recurrent memories, panic attacks, bursts of anger, and you know, all that's going to cause relationship troubles and issues trusting others. And then identity issues about their worthiness. They're going to have low self-esteem, and you know, their worthiness is going to be in question. And I got all that off of the U.S. Department of Human and of Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you know, there is a process once the survivors are brought out of human trafficking that they need to be recovered in every area of their life, because otherwise they are, for the rest of their life, traumatized with that point in history of their lives being in such devastation. Mm-hmm. And you need to add some more statistics.
Well, it porn directly mm-hmm. informs what happens in trafficking of victims.
Okay.
You know, the captors and the sex buyers get ideas mm-hmm. from watching porn. Mm. So they'll watch porn and whatever, put it this way, if you don't believe you contribute, mm-hmm. it says one click, one view mm. to a porn site. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is, what's the word I'm looking for? When you one view, it claims it is 28.5 billion views.
Mm-hmm. So
it contributes to the building. Those, and that's the free porn.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. The free porn sites.
Yeah.
Because you can pull up the website, and if you don't have your settings set, mm-hmm. you know, you don't need, if your settings are not where you don't have it set, where anything could just pop up on your screen when you mm-hmm. online, mm-hmm. you'll get the porn commercial just pop right up on your screen mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. for people to click, mm-hmm. and it's free. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then youth, mm-hmm. it says most males by the age of 13 mm-hmm. have seen porn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now with the young people who have smartphones mm-hmm. and iPads and mm-hmm. all that stuff, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They have the access.
Yeah, yeah.
At any time.
Yeah.
They can even access the internet through games now. Absolutely. Where they can pull that stuff up. Mm-hmm. So be watchful mm-hmm. of your children and your youth and, you know, their screen time, because mm-hmm. if you don't have settings and everything, if you're not careful, they will be exposed to it. Mm-hmm. And it contributes to mm-hmm. the trafficking of individuals.
Yeah. And again, while we're addressing not only the human trafficking, but the recovery, the need for recovery, again, when the human trafficking survivors come out of this, there's still a process of healing that they need to go through with the mental health counseling and everything. And again, I said with the spiritual healing, there is a mm-hmm. spiritual, there's a need for spiritual healing. Mm-hmm. And because I'm coming off in the biblical perspective, God is the one that restores.
Yes.
God is the restorer of all life, because for one, I said the identity of the person is attacked. You know, they're made to feel worthless, wherein God says when he created us in his image, that is in wholeness, completeness, mm-hmm. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Mm-hmm. But when a person goes through human trafficking, there is a brokenness mm-hmm. That takes place, not only mentally but spiritually.
Yeah,
there is a brokenness, and God is the one that can mend that brokenness. And I, you know, God, with God all things are possible. Mm-hmm. So that means you could come out of this with a new start. New start, because God can give you a new leash on life, a new mm-hmm. way of thinking, where you're not replaying the trauma. And we know with those traumas, again, you know, there is the mental health counseling that is needed to help the counselor to help the survivors work through everything that they have gone through. But then, like I said, that spiritual side, mm-hmm. You know, God helps with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I go back to even with scripture where it tells us that there is, old things are passed away in Christ. Okay, if anyone is in Christ, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, the new has come. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that new is a new leash on life. It's like like you pushing a restart button. You're saying mm-hmm. when you're no longer feeling like, okay, I'm worthless, I was treated like trash, now my mentality is like, am I even worth anything? When Jesus comes in and he says, you know, I love you, and you were made in my image, so you were made in the image of God, and he's the Son of God. And so he's saying, you know, therefore, you know, you are made in completeness, you are made in wholeness. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, you know, in the word of God, he constantly said, you know, come to me, all those that are weary, heavy laden, if you're heavy, you know, you're burdened down, if you're broken hearted, if you have wounds, he says, I want to bind up those wounds. I want to, you know, I want to, in another sense, it's like you going to the hospital when you go, you know, when you allowing Jesus to reshape your spirit man, you know, mm-hmm. to reshape, you know, who you really are. Because if you and your spirit are broken, there is no light. If you have that brokenness in you, there's no, I don't care how much people talk to you or try to tell you, you need to do this, this, that, and the other. You know, it's still hard to see when you feel like, when you're feeling worthless, it's hard to see that you have any value.
That's right.
When you've been treated like you are less valued for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jesus said, you know, if you're a heavy burden, he's like, come, let me refresh your life. Let me be your oasis. An oasis is a pleasant and restful place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you want that peace. You will need that peace again in your spirit so that you can believe and have the hope that you can start over, that you can begin again. Yes, counseling is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. I am not taking out the medical side of it
because
all of it is needed. Mm-hmm. God has given us everything that we need here on this earth.
That's right.
Okay, we have each other to pour into each other. You know, each person that has gone in any kind of field of the medical field in any area, God can use them to mm-hmm. help treat whatever you are going through with. But he also wants to show you on the spiritual aspect. He wants to help you in that area too. He wants to help you feel renewed.
Yeah.
So in Christ, you are given that chance of restoration, that chance of new beginnings. You're given that fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, you know, how is that? Because you're a Christian, you believe in Jesus, so I'm supposed to believe that I get a fresh start. Well, let me start by saying this. Anyone that has read the word of God, or maybe you haven't, well, let me let you know and let you in on something.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was known to sit with those that were considered the notorious sinners.
Yeah.
The ones that were practicing wrongdoing, mm-hmm. the ones that were not obeying just the moral law. You know, you're born as a child knowing the moral law because you know if your parents says don't do that and you do it, you know you done wrong. You know, did you do that? Nope, I didn't do that. Because mm-hmm. you have a moral law instilled on the inside of you by God mm-hmm. that, you know, that don't have nothing to do with religion.
Mm-mm.
You know, that has absolutely nothing to do with religion. That has to do with knowing right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a part of a church. You don't have to be a Christian to know when something is right or wrong.
That's right.
You know, because we're all born with moral law. Mm-hmm. I go back to the beginning in the garden with Adam and Eve. You know, Eve knew was wrong to listen to the serpent. She knew that was wrong, but she did it anyway because he made her question her identity of whether or not she was good enough, or whether or not, are you really like, you know, you're not really like God. Don't you want to be like God? Don't you want to eat of this fruit so you can be like God and you can know what he knows? When she was, her and Adam were already like God.
Mm-hmm.
They were made in his image and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and to me, Satan does that again, even in this day and time. He makes you question your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll use people to enslave you. He'll use people to make you think you're worthless. Where with Jesus, he was always sitting with whoever somebody thought was the worthless or the outcast. That's mm-hmm. who Jesus was sitting down with.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he was talking to. That's who gathered around him, because he was showing love. He was showing, I love you regardless of what you've done or who you are, mm-hmm. but I came to give you a new start.
Right.
I came to give you a newness of life. If you just come and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
He was always saying, follow me. And people followed him, not because he was giving them rules and regulations, but because he was showing forth his love for everyone. And at the same time, they were seeing the morality in him
mm-hmm.
played out in the earth, showing that you can love one another. And if you operate through the law of love, then you're going to do everything else right by your neighbor. You're going to do everything else right by another human being. You're going to value human life.
Exactly.
And that's grace. That's mm-hmm. the grace of God that comes with Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why we are not, we have said, me and SD have said this, we are Christians,
mm-hmm.
but we are not in a religion. Christianity is not a religion. That's where it's misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity is following Jesus, and what Jesus, the law Jesus gave us, is to love one another.
That's what
love God, mm-hmm. first and foremost, and then love one another as you would love yourself. Do as you would do for yourself.
Exactly.
And if you're loving one another as you love yourself, you're not going to try to enslave somebody in human trafficking or any other evil thing. You're not going to try to put somebody, you're going to think, what if that was me?
Right.
Would I want somebody to do that to me? What if that was my sister, my brother, my mother? Would I want that to be happen to them? Would I want that to happen to me? So, you know, when I say Christ gives a new beginning, he wants you to realize that he loves you. God loves you. Mm-hmm. And whatever you are going through, God says, if it's something that has damaged you, I want to restore you.
Yes.
I want to redeem you. I want to show you that you do matter. You mm-hmm. matter to me. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever you are, you matter to God.
That's right.
So when I say Jesus gives that new beginning, he gives love. And and when people grasp love in their hearts for the fellow man, they will no longer see the need to traffic people, to do harmful mm-hmm. things to people, because they'll be like, that's a human life, which is valuable to God, so therefore it's valuable to me.
Right. And it's not for profit.
It's not for profit. You don't use people for profit. If you want to pay them to do something, pay them to do something that's not only going to help you, but help others. Because right. someone in human trafficking is not getting paid, or if they are getting paid, you know, it's not still not helping them, because they're being damaged some way in their mind and on their body and in their spirit. Mm-hmm. And all of those things, when a human trafficked survivor comes out of that, needs to be restored mentally through counseling and spiritually through the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm. In 2018, April of 2018, of nearly 22,191 sex trafficking cases, they were reported to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. That was just the cases reported, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of the nearly 25,000 runaway children reported to the National Centers of Missing and Exploited Children, is 1 in 7 were likely victims of child sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, like I said, that is some really sad statistics that we have, you know, found out, you know, in our time of research and everything. And again, like I said, we care to talk about this topic because we want to inform people about it, you know, and make people aware that even after human trafficking, there is hope to be restored to a place where you can live life again, have a new leash on life, have a new start in life. Because, you know, let's face it, you know, your thoughts can keep you captive.
Mm-hmm.
It can keep you captive in, as if you are still in that situation, even when you're free from
yes.
it. So, you know, we don't want you to be, if you're a human trafficking survivor, we don't want you to be encased in a prison in your mind.
Right.
Because that can happen. That's why we wanted to give this this topic a forum.
Yes.
So that people will be enlightened about that this is going on, even here in the U.S., in our country, which we are thankful to be living in the U.S. Don't think we're bashing the U.S. We just know, just like with every country, there's some area where improvement is needed.
Yes.
And so we're just trying to shine a light on, this is an area where we have got to be more sensitive about and got to be more aware about and more informed about it, so we can stay safe, we can keep our families safe, and so that those that are in human trafficking can be rescued out of it. There's many different ministries as well that will go in, and they have an operation set up with the police department or whoever, you know, to go in and rescue these people, you know, out of this, so that they can begin again. You know, and again, you know, I speak so much about, you know, how Jesus plays a part in the spiritual side of it, you know, as well in your well-being in the natural, you know, because if you are healthy spiritually, healthy mentally, naturally you will be healthy around other people. You can build new relationships. You can start to trust people again, because it's going to take time to trust again.
Exactly.
You know, once you give your trust over to someone and say, hey, I can help you make some money, get you off the street, you're not seized, you're homeless, hey, I can give you a job, and you think, oh, okay, this might be my opportunity, and you find out this person tricked you, then you got that mindset, I can't trust people. So even if someone is trying to rescue you out, you might be like, can I trust this person? You know, or can I trust people from this point forward? So we really want you to know that Jesus is in the business of setting the captives free.
Yes, he
you
is.
Know, so, and then, the, you know, and those that are oppressed, he is there to say, I want to relieve you of that oppression and give you a new life. You know, he wants to give you a new start. And I just think that, you know, trusting and believing in God is a way to survive a lot. You know, I go back to our ancestors, African ancestors that were enslaved. A lot of them, they sang hymns and praises to God. You know, I'll hear people bashing that the slaves, the plantation owners or slave owners, they taught Christianity to enslave the slaves there on the plantation. But one thing about it, God knows how to take when someone is using his word to twist it and to taint it in such a way to use it in the wrong way. He knows how to turn it around. And those, a lot of those slaves, our ancestors that were believers in God, you know, they believed that God was going to one day free them from where they were at. Now, everybody, granted, did not get free before they got killed or saw family members killed or went through some of the worst tragedies. But the thing of it is, you would hear them singing those old hymns. They're singing about God because they were believing that one day their resurrection, their redemption, their new start was going to come.
They had hope.
They had hope.
They held on to hope.
They held on to hope. And God was their hope. And I thank God today that, you know, we can sit here, you know, having, knowing that we have ancestors that were from Africa, knowing that, okay, where we are today, we are in a place where we can make, bring awareness to the slavery that's going on in
modern
this day and
slavery,
time.
Modern
slavery, through human trafficking that's going on today, we are in a place where we can bring awareness to it. And we are also in a place that we can insert and say, we need God in this. We need God in this for restoration efforts. And for those that say, well, where is God when these people are kidnapped or tricked into this? Everybody has free will. You have free will to pick and to choose if you are going to do a thing or not. And then those that are taken against their will, you know, there are times when, you know, somebody may not have hope, and then God sends somebody in there to give them hope until he brings them out. You know, and that bringing out is a process, just like the restoration is a process. So, you know, what we're here to say is, you know, don't blame this on God. We have evil people in this world that are willing to do evil things for money. And, you know, and another thing, people may say money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. It's the love of money.
That's
the love
right.
of money causes people to harm other people. The
That's
love
right.
of money causes people to enslave other people. So let's not get it twisted. If you're going to quote the scripture, make sure you know what you're quoting.
That's
make
right.
sure when you're talking about the Bible that you know what you're saying, because it's not money being the root of all evil. It's that love of money. And in that love of money, people are using that to enslave people through human trafficking.
And also, you know, if you think that you thinking that what can I do? What can I do? It's nothing I can do about that. As I said earlier, America is fueling this. It's not just to put us down, because so many don't even know. They don't know that when you click to watch porn, that is going to cause somebody to get taken.
Exactly.
If we all would stop that, human trafficking could be shut down because the demand would diminish. So if you feel like, oh, there ain't nothing I can do, if you watch porn, just don't watch. That's all I'm saying. And you're probably thinking, well, it ain't harming nobody. A lot of porn, if you pay close attention, I'm just saying, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not, you just want, if you're asking the question, well, what could I do? If you're going to watch, the next time you watch, pay close attention to the person. Because a lot of times they are drugged. Or they are being raped. Now, those men that I referenced in the article about those 50 girls, those girls were raped. They were being raped. And it was being filmed. So when they say hardcore porn, that's what hardcore porn is made up of, y'all. People being forced, they're making you think, okay, it's just a scenario. They're not, a lot of those women, majority of those people, and it affects men because it affects the gay men as well. because it had been gay men that came out of the porn industry who talked about it, the horrors of it as well. But they are being forced. They're being raped. They're being violated. So just know that, you know, you can do something if you are watching porn. Just try not to. Just stop.
Stop clicking.
Just next time you think about it, say, that could be my sister, my mother, my daughter, my brother, a child. If you have a little child, think about that. That is somebody's child.
Yes.
That is somebody's mother.
Somebody's child.
Somebody's wife. Somebody's girlfriend. Just think about if that was you, would you want your family member who you love to be trafficked? Let's just consider it. That's all we're doing. We're just presenting you the information. You do with it what you will,
and do your research so that you can be edified, and not only that, educate your family on that, and so that, you know, everyone will be aware. So, you know, we can put a stop to this however we can.
And when you, if you are female, when you go out, be careful.
Be aware of your surroundings.
If you have children, don't just turn, because sometimes children can disappear so quick. You turn your head for a minute and they're gone. Just pay attention. Just pay close attention. Be aware of your surroundings, because, like, as I said, it affects every state. No state has gone untouched. And then some of them are being shipped out of the country. To other countries. Like I said, this is global, y'all. This is a lot of money.
And this is a big topic, and I know we can never complete it in two parts in an hour's time, because there's so much to it. But if anything you can take from this, like SD said, be aware of your surroundings, and, you know, don't support things that are supporting human trafficking. And also, if you are a human trafficking survivor, just know that there is help, and you deserve a new beginning. And you can find that in Jesus Christ, because love is who he is, and new life is found in him.
And I will put links to resources as well. The National Human Trafficking Hotline. You know, I will have that in the show notes, you know, so that, you know, if you can, most people, they have an iPhone and or you know, an Android, a smartphone, you know, where you can go online or whatever, you know, if you can, or if you can get to a phone. I don't know what your circumstances are, but if you know somebody or if you suspect it, you know, if you suspect somebody's in trouble, you know, you may not go and do anything about it, but you might could call the police and say, look, I think something is not quite right. You know, something is, you know, doesn't feel right. And could you please check that out? You could be bringing hope to somebody's life, because you could be bringing freedom to them.
That's a good point.
You know, so just keep that in mind, you know, as again, you know, we're not here to, you know, judge anybody, condemn anybody. We just want to present the information. If it came off that way, that's not our intent. We just want to present the information so that you can know how to go further with it.
And either you're going to be a part of the problem or a part of the solution. But choose wisely. Choose wisely.
It's your choice.
It's your choice.
And that being said, I think we don't cover quite a bit. I think we have informed the people.
I think we have. And I just want to pronounce a blessing on the people. I pray that the peace of God will find you and the grace of God will keep you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
All right.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S1E4. While you are there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotionals. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.